Be in the present. I come to Mass bringing what has happened in the past week and things that I need to look at for the future, people to meet, appointments to be made, commitments to follow through. I come together and ask your blessing, O God, and I come to sit and participate. To listen to God's word and let it flow over me. To be with you, Jesus. To accompany you in your teaching, your speaking to my life, the Holy Spirit directing me. I come to sit and be. I come to be present to you. I come to listen to the wisdom of others and their experiences, to acknowledge their smiles and their greetings and the words that we share. I come to bring what I have done and my failures that I place before you, my sinfulness in the penitential rite. I come to prepare before you for the word of God. I've come to celebrate and to be at the same time. I come to be before you, to listen, to ponder, to know that moment when you are speaking to me. Sometimes I come from your presence with a direction to follow. Sometimes it's just to praise you, to wonder at you, to be with you. I come before you celebrating the liturgy of the word. After gathering. And as I sit here and pray and stand, I know that you move us, going from your word into the Eucharist, which we celebrate today. With the offering of the gifts and bread and wine, I offer my small contribution to community. With the bread that is made, I offer how you formed me. I offer my responses in love, and I offer my praise to you. With the offering of the wine, at the preparation of the gifts, I think and just sit, knowing how you poured out your life for us so long ago, in the Passion and on the cross. We move with you in the Eucharist, following the prayers and the petitions of Eucharist. We move in love, thanking you, Jesus, and being as you fulfill your promise every single Eucharist of becoming physically present in a way we don't fully understand the mystery of you in the Eucharist, in bread and wine, fulfilling your commitment that you made to us the night before you died, your commitment at the Last Supper. I thank you, Jesus, for just being here, with you becoming present, and us being able to say amen to that, the great amen. To be able to pray then our family prayer, the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer. And to offer with a humility of heart your peace to each other, to those around us at the sign of peace. I come in prayer and seeing that you, Jesus, are the Lamb of God. And I wonder at that image. I wonder. And I come before you, Jesus, preparing to receive you in communion. There are no words to express the depth of receiving you. Can't find words to express such depth. So I simply say thank you for your love, your presence. And through a hymn of praise, after communion or just silence, I treasure your presence within me. Moving in the Eucharist, Jesus, we thank you. We listen to the messages of the day and sharings as community in the notices, and then seek your blessing that we may go out into the world carrying you inside through Eucharist, enriched by your word and blessed by you, to go out into the world once more and to remember with all the actions that are needed and all the thoughts that will cross our minds and decisions and deliberations, that there's the call each day just to sit with you, to be with you, to thank you, to praise you, to call on you, to love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the Eucharist. Amen.